much, but I must say, Estris Tata, welcome to your auditorium. Hey! Last week we were flooded out. But it's warfare. We'll talk about that some other day. But today, I want to talk about the indomitable spirit. And I'm dedicating this to all of you, class of 2023. You've done us proud, our young people, our children. You've done us proud. This service, Kaofela Yona, we've organized it for you. To celebrate you, to celebrate your parents, to celebrate the teachers, and to celebrate the school, Tseletswang Kotsona. And you've done so well. And the reports we are hearing is that you've done so well. So this is a dedication to you, or as you say, it's a shout out to you. It's been very interesting this week for us as South Africa, where we have been a country that is dealing with so much. But somehow, our sports people have made us to shine with their recent achievements. Last week, Saturday, Driekus du Plessis secured the middleweight title of the UFC 297. From Sean Strickland. Keep that picture there. When this guy went in to fight in Canada, he went in as an underdog. Nobody actually said he's going to win. The bookers actually said, nah, it's not going to go anywhere. But against all odds, and as you say it in Zimbabwe, against all odds, this man prevailed. And last night, hey, we have to give a special shout out. Rowan Williams. Masandawana, we must say special thanks to you. Oh, Masandawana, Bishop. Mina ngi Orlando Pirates, okay. Yeah, I'm Orlando Kaya, I follow favorite Pirates. I'm going to favorite Sundowns, Orlando Kaya. Never been done before that a goalkeeper was able to save 4 penalty kicks in one match. You know, the good thing about these two stories is that we went in as underdogs. Because there'll always be somebody out there who wants to tell you you are not equal to the task. It could be your family, could be your friends, it could be your community. Sometimes the circumstances that we are born in tell us that we can't do it. But these sports people, having come in as underdogs, performed to the shock of their critics. And they demonstrated what we're talking about this morning, the indomitable spirit. I have a feeling that in this auditorium, and among people who are live streaming and watching, in this country all over, in many countries of the world, there's men and women who have this kind of spirit. But they haven't discovered it as yet. The definition of indomitable from the Cambridge Academic Contact Dictionary is a person who is strong, brave, and impossible to defeat or make frightened. That's an indomitable person. A person who's strong, brave, impossible to defeat or make frightened. Thus, we use the term indomitable spirit or will. Now, doesn't mean this person will not go through momentary loss. There are times when we lose. There are times when things don't work out. But the thing about the indomitable spirit is that it gets up and it goes back to the task. Now, you may have wondered last week Sunday, in spite of the church being flooded out, and when we came here on Saturday night, it was very clear that it was going to be very difficult for us to have a service. Given the numbers of people who come, the damage that happened to the auditorium, and all of that. But as I stood here Saturday night last week, I thought about it. Didn't we start a series? Where we are saying the grace to build with a sword strapped to the side. Now we have a chance to still continue building whilst we are fighting. And thus I decided that an evening we are going to have a service regardless of what comes our way. And those of you who were there, the 9 o'clock service, you remember when the devil narrowed over at Lafel, I affected once, I kribe, nyangat. And we stood up and prayed and gave a command in the name of Jesus. Raised our hands and praised God. And the rain stopped. Can I hear a shout in the house? And the rain stopped. Why? Because even if you've received a punch, even if you may lose a round, there's still 14 more rounds to go. Even if you've lost a battle, the war has not been lost as yet. And it's for us to have that kind of spirit. Because indomitable means incapable of being overcome, subdued, or vanquished. And when I talk about that spirit, that indomitable spirit, I'm using the word spirit to talk about the inner man, the soul. I'm talking about the animated life forces. I'm talking about that part of you that constitutes your mind, your will, your emotions. And I'm talking about you being strong and loyal and dedicated to a cause. See, God made us as human beings to have an indomitable spirit, because God has designed all of us to be able to handle anything that life throws our way. The good thing about us human beings is you may put us in prison on the outside. You may beat us up in our body. But if we don't surrender our spirits, there's nothing you can do. You can force us to do something like the little boy whose dad told him to sit down. And he didn't want to sit down. And he says, sit down. He said, I'm not sitting down. He said, sit down. I'm not sitting down. He said, sit down or else. He sat down. And said inside of himself, even if I'm sitting down on the outside, I'm standing up on the inside. Because nobody can get to that part of you called your spirit if you don't allow it to be interfered with, to be tempered with. There's something on the inside of you that comes from God that will make you to stand every time. Something that will make you rise up in spite of your background. Something that will make you achieve even if you didn't come from a broken home. Something that will make you rise up even if your community says it cannot be done. The human spirit is unequal in power and nothing can defeat it. And this is why it's a sad thing when we surrender our spirits to addiction. Addiction is the worst crime that can ever be committed to against us. And addiction is the worst thing that can ever happen to a human being. When something can control you, whether it's cigarettes, alcohol, sex, money, fame, notoriety. Once something controls you, it has taken away from you who you really are. Because really, your spirit cannot be controlled. Even God can't control your spirit. God can inspire you, but he can't make you. God can't force you. Even if he forces you, if you say no, there's nothing that he can do. Because there's a thing called a spirit inside of you. The indomitable spirit is the unconquerable spirit, invincible spirit, unbeatable spirit. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I have a suspicion. You have the indomitable spirit. Look at them, say, it's unconquerable. It's invincible. It's unbeatable. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you may not know. You have a spirit in you. That's unconquerable, invincible, unbeatable. See, God has given us that kind of strength, and it lies within each one of us. What separates us from animals is this thing called instinct. Animals operate on instinct. They do have a power to choose, but they operate mostly on instinct. And when the instinct of animals kicks in, they just behave like animals. If their instinct says, kill them, they'll kill you even if you are their owner. If their instincts in mating season says, go for it, even if they're in a church building, they'll still do it. Just explain to your neighbor what I just said right there. Some of them don't understand. Unfortunately, we are living in a world that's trying to tell us to obey our instincts. Our base, evil, sinful instincts. We're living in a world today where it looks like people who are out of control are the ones who are being followed. Some of these influencers, they live some of the most evil lives you've ever seen. It's amazing that people who sing evil music, who sing songs that are evil, who go through dance moves that depicts evil and leaves nothing to the imaginations, that they have 3 million, 4 million followers. Could it be that our world is caving into instinct instead of yielding to the indomitable spirit on the inside of them? The day as human beings we lose control and we cannot be able to direct our lives is a day when we live below who we are as the images of God. There's something special contained within our spirits, our mind and our psyche. And it always drives us forward. And more so, in the face of adversity, it makes us move forward. I'm beginning to rethink the thing about adversity. I'm beginning to have second thoughts about trouble and pain. I think they're good. Because there's just something about adversity, trouble and pain, that oftentimes it molds something out of people and it somehow provokes this indomitable spirit on the inside of people. There are many people who've gone far in life. When you dig into their background and you hear their stories of suffering adversity and pain, and it's amazing they can stand up and lead. It's amazing they can stand up and smile. It's amazing that they can do what they do in spite of where they come from. Because there's something about it that even on day one of our birth, the reason breastfeeding is being encouraged and the reason God designed that to be there, that for the first flow of, what do you call it? It's not milk. Huh? Colostrum. Hey, I'm learning, guys. You must use your colostrum. Yeah. You know that first whatever that comes out of the mother? That first, it's not really milk. It's watery substance called colostrum. You see, I can learn that. Look at your neighbor and say colostrum. Colostrum. But when the baby begins to suck to get that colostrum, because the milk has not been flowing freely from the mom, the baby has to put in a lot of effort. And they struggle and struggle and struggle until the colostrum comes out. And we are told by medical science it's the best thing that can ever happen to a baby. Because that colostrum serves as an immunizer. It has the best nourishment you can ever get, even better than your baby formula and your bottle. The bottle child, maybe you are sitting next to a bottle child. The bottle child, they everything was easy for them. And so, in other words, on day one, God initiates us into this principle. You have to learn to fight for what's good for you. Yeah. Day one, just few seconds. You have to learn to fight for what's good for you. In other words, whatever's good for you is not going to be handed to you on a golden platter. God is trying to evoke this indomitable spirit that this child will fight and fight and fight and fight and fight until the colostrum comes out. Because God wants to introduce that principle deep down into our spirits on day one. So God has given each one of us an invincible, unconquerable, unbeatable spirit. According to W.E. Du Bois, this is what they say, and it's a quote, and I quote, "There is in this world no such force as the force of a man determined to rise. The human soul cannot be chained," end of quote. See, as human beings, you look through the history of humanity, we are survivors. We as humans have survived so many tragedies, hardships, wars, pandemics. We've gone through floods, earthquakes, fires, famine. Maron says, no riso. Still here. And in spite of that, human beings still endure. No wonder human beings always like to conquer something. They want to go to the highest mountain, go and swim in the most dangerous river. They want to go and do just something, just some adventure locked inside of us. Let's look at a few examples in the Bible about people who demonstrated this indomitable spirit. As believers, followers of Christ, our reliance is on God for an indomitable spirit. And there are several examples that I want to show you in the Bible quickly. Number one, in 2 Kings 7:3, we read about the four lepers. These four lepers were locked out of the city, sitting outside the city gates, plagued by leprosy, couldn't enter the city to get food. Also, it was a time when there was war. And these four lepers began to say something that I think we should ask ourselves in 2 Kings 7:3. He says, "Now there were four leprous men at the entrance of the gates, and they said to one another, 'Why are we sitting here until we die?'" Good question. They're saying, in essence, why must we be passive? Why must we sit here and allow death to come and kill us? See, when you have an indomitable spirit, the minute you are in major, big challenges, you decide that I'm not going to be passive. I'm not going to accept and allow things to come my way and destroy me. It may be that my circumstances are not the best ones, but I'm not going to sit here till I die. You all know the story. When they began to move, and when they went into the city, God began to perform a miracle because God walks with the walkers. God always waits for you to take the step based on your faith in Him. And when you walk, He walks. When you step, He steps. When you move, He moves. I was preaching this some years ago, and I remember there was a young person in the service, and I was just teasing, and I kind of trying to do it as a hip-hop song. And I said, well, when you move, God move. Anyhow, let's leave that. Kimuruti, let's leave that. And he kept on saying, just like that. I won't say that. Number two, we read in Acts chapter 5, verse 29, where Peter and the apostles decided to obey God in spite of the threats that were thrown their way. See, an indomitable spirit, you don't threaten that person. The last thing you want to tell a person with an indomitable spirit is to say, you can't do that. And I'm not talking about disobedience, but I'm talking about when you're trying to size them up and you're trying to become a prophet for their lives. There are many people out there who are ready to tell you, you can't do that. You can't live for God. You can't live for Jesus when you're a young person. You can't walk in holiness when you're a young person. You can't be able to finish school because you don't have parents when you're a young person. There's a lot of people. I want to tell you, young people, when I started the ministry and I came into being a pastor at the age of 22, there were many who told me it can't be done. Others told me, "Usasemncane mfana. We just give you 5 years. Uzophela umoya." I won't talk about any club, but uzophela umoya. And by the grace of God, 40 years later, ngisavutha. By the grace of God. And it's not because of what I've done as a person. It's because of the Spirit of God on the inside that makes you to be able to do that. Thirdly, in Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, we read about Joshua and Caleb, who had gone in to go and spy out the land. They had gone in with 10 other men, 12 of them in total. The 10 who came back, the Bible says they gave an evil report. Let me say something. Never allow yourself to go with the views of the majority. Sometimes the majority doesn't believe at all. The majority only sees impossibility. There are times when you who has the indomitable spirit, you have to stand up, and there are times when you have to stand up alone. The Bible says, when they all said what they said and they complained, verse 30 says, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses. And he said, let us go up at once and possess it. Why, Caleb? For we are well able to overcome it. You see, someone with an indomitable spirit says, let us go up at once. Let us go and possess. An indomitable spirit has initiative. An indomitable spirit takes a step forward. An indomitable spirit doesn't wait for anything. It moves forward because it is convinced that God will give me victory. What about David, who did what soldiers couldn't do? In 1 Samuel 17:45, David, who had gone to give his brothers food, who were involved in war, when he got there, he overheard this giant by the name of Goliath talking evil about the armies of God, cursing God. This young man, who wasn't even old enough to shave, who wasn't even old enough to be conscripted in the army, when he heard that, something happened on the inside of him. And he started asking questions on how. Ask your neighbor, you see, oftentimes Satan uses fear. That's what Goliath did. He used fear. And what fear does, it makes you forget who you are in Christ. What fear does, it makes you forget who God made you to be. What fear does, it exalts the problem to make it to be bigger than the ability of your God. But David refused to do that. Instead, he kept on quoting the covenant of God. He kept on remembering what God said. Your enemies that come out against you, I'll cause them to flee before you in 7 ways. He kept on remembering, I'm a circumcised Israelite. I have a covenant with God. This guy doesn't have a covenant with God. If I have a covenant with God, there's going to be something that I've got that he doesn't have. But remember, all that doesn't just happen until you put on your indomitable spirit. And David finally squared up with the giant. And I love this young man. Because even when he was standing in front of the giant, he wasn't intimidated by the giant. He wasn't talking about the giant. He was talking to the giant. Many times we talk about our problems. We talk about our difficulties. We talk about how impossible it is. Instead of talking about the problems and talking about how impossible it is, talk to the problem. Jesus says, talk to the mountain. It will obey you. Speak to your situation and tell it. What does David say to the giant? He says, you come out to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Oh, I see somebody rising up and standing up there, Goliath, and say, I'm coming out against you. I've been running too long. I've been afraid too long. But 2024, everything changes. I'm coming to you. I'm building on the one side and I'm fighting on the other side. And I'm not stopping. I'm coming out against you in Jesus' name. Can I hear a good amen in the house? Yeah. Hallelujah. What causes us then as believers to have an indomitable spirit? Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:7, as I close, he says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. What is it, Paul? That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Paul says, we have something in this clay pot. We have something. Yeah. Yeah, you see, you and I, we are vessels of the power of God. The Holy Spirit has come to dwell. And Paul says, Oscar bona re le so. We may look weak on the outside, mara Oscar nyatsa ni, we are carrying. We are full of the power of God. Listen what he says. He says, we are troubled on every side. Yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. One translation says we are knocked down, but we are not knocked out. Always bearing about in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Paul is describing the resiliency of the Christian spirit as manifested in the general attitude to the problems and afflictions that come our way. As followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we should never conclude that all the things that come around us, the difficulties and perplexities, will take us down. All of us will have various problems at different times in our lives. However, with us who truly trust entirely in God, there is the empowerment of the power of the Holy Spirit, and is the ability that keeps us bouncing back from every daunting situation. Even persecution itself. The more we get persecuted, the more we get troubled, it is the more we bounce back. The more it becomes difficult is the more this power gets pressurized on the inside of us and it's just ready to explode. This is why you see, even in the book of Acts, when the church came under a lot of persecution, that's when the church grew even more. Because there's nothing you can do with this fire. You try to douse it out, it becomes even worse. You try to persecute it and push it down, it becomes worse. You try to take them off the street, they go underground. You try and get them underground, they go into temples. You wipe them out in temples, the children rise up and they take up the baton from their parents and they move on with the mission. The reason for this indomitable spirit is not because of any inherent fortitude of our own. But it's rather because the Holy Spirit who dwells in us is much greater than the problem. He's much greater than the difficulty. He's much greater than the persecution that comes our way. And therefore, it is through much prayer and trust in the living God that we are enabled to be more than conquerors in every battle of life. What is it that you are facing today? Which Goliath is screaming out at you today? What is the situation that's standing there and it's telling you it's not moving? You've got to stand in front of that situation and tell it, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We see this truth, secondly, made manifest vividly on the day of Pentecost. These believers who couldn't stand with Christ when he was being crucified, people like Peter, who denied Christ and turned their backs on him. When the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them, they became a different kind of people. The Bible tells us, Peter himself, when the Spirit came upon them in great power, he went to open the very doors that he himself had locked. And he went to speak to the very people that he used to be afraid of. In other words, when the disciples of Christ were subject to various persecutions and afflictions for the sake of preaching the gospel, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they became different people. Even when the chief priests and the elders had strictly forbidden them not to preach in the name of Jesus Christ, Peter stated that, listen, we are going to obey God and not you. This persistence in doing right finally caused them to be arrested by the Jewish leaders and to be scourged. And they couldn't find any reason or any wrong that they had done. And finally, what they did was to consult among them. And they had one among them named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law. And he gave these leaders an advice. He says, "Hey, Bagit, yagalani laban. Leave them alone. Because you see, if what they have comes from God, you can't extinguish it. If what they have comes from God, you can't kill it. You can't stop it. But if what they have doesn't come from God, it will easily get quenched." And the Bible says they were scourged and they were released. And instead of them going to hospital after being beaten and being accepted or admitted in a hospital, the Bible says they went about preaching. Note what it says. They went and preached in the synagogues and preached in the streets. Imagine, they are in pain. They have wounds everywhere. Instead of retreating in discouragement and self-pity, the persecution that befell them became an additional incentive for them to shumayela more. Don't allow yourself to retreat when you are criticized. Don't allow yourself to go back when they are saying all kinds of things against you. Even if they plan against you, use everything they do as a way to be an incentive. Feed on their hate. Feed on their persecution. Use it to carry the truth of the gospel to every region and to preach more than ever before. That's what we did last week Sunday. Whether it rains, whether it doesn't rain, we'll preach. Even if the auditorium is flooded, it's not flooded, we will preach. Whether they're outside or inside the building, we will preach. We're going to have to preach. We're going to have to preach this gospel. Will you have that attitude as well to say, no matter what comes my way, I'm going to move on with God. It doesn't care. I don't care what the devil says. I'm moving on. Do I hear somebody say, I am moving on in the house? Don't find yourself complaining with every little problem or frustration. It's sad we are living in a world where people are so me-conscious these days that any small thing that happens to them, they disengage. They walk away. They stop. They resign. How? One small problem. You didn't find your favorite parking spot in church. Now you are leaving the church. How? What kind of army are we? Do we think we will bring down the kingdom of darkness when we are so sentimental? Let's move away from the why me disposition. Let's move away from the tendency to become discouraged at the first sign of problems. Let's move away from the tendency to be cast down at every little hurdle. Let's move away from the tendency that every daunting situation pushes us out. Why? The Bible says we must endure hardness as good soldiers of the cross. So let us buckle up our shoes, put a smile on our face, take the sword of the Spirit, offer the prayer of faith with which we will be able to quench every fiery dart of the devil. Let's take the truffle in one hand and the sword in one hand, and let's get on with the process of building. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And Paul says, In Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. The right. Yeah. Even if gune vungu vungu ni right. Even if I've been threatened with death, the right. Even if my resources have been taken away from me, the right. If I have to walk to church and my car has broken down, the right. Even if I have to go to church, the right. Even if I have to sleep, kesaja, the right. Whether I preach in a school hall, the right, under a tree, the right, in a building, the right, whether electricity is there or not, the right, whether a microphone, icon, the right. In whatever state I've learned, Paul says, therewith to be content. In verse 12, he says, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I'm instructed both to be full, to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Why, Paul? Verse 13, I can do all things. I can do all things. Not in my power, not in my strength, not because of my church, not because Kilimuruti, not because of anything, but I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ. The same Christ who's in your life is the same Christ who will help you to do all things. Paul, when you say you can do all things, what are the all things are you talking about? He says, the all things I'm talking about before it is when I'm abased, when I'm persecuted, when I have much, when I don't have anything, when my mouth is into the better, my is into the right, I can still do all things. It doesn't matter. Whatever comes, whether I can still do all things. How low, right? I can do all things. I can go to bed hungry and I'm still right. Whether even if my fridge is overflowing, Nisa say right. In every situation, Paul is saying, I'm equal for every task that comes my way. I don't know if there's men and women in the house who are equal for every task that comes their way, who say it doesn't matter what comes my way. I have the indomitable spirit through Christ. I can do all things. We have this indomitable spirit because of Christ in us. And the Spirit of God in us. And we can stand up as the underdog and do what others said cannot be done. Because God is on your side. I give the Lord a powerful hand of praise. He's worthy. Come on, give the Lord a shout if you know today is a turning day. Come on, if you know isn't as yachigalana guwe, give the Lord a shout. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's stand on our feet, everybody, please. Stand on our feet. Let's stand on our feet. Stand on our feet. Hallelujah. 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 Join hands with your neighbor, please, and begin to pray for them. Would you just begin to pray for them? What do we pray for? We pray that that indomitable spirit will rise up on the inside of them. We pray for those who have been wounded and hurt by the situations of life and they have been tempted to draw back, that they will get back on their feet and they'll try again. Pray for them. Pray for them. Oh, Jesus. We pray, Lord. We pray, Lord. That this your son and your daughter will rise again in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those who've suffered wounds, those who've suffered stripes, we pray, God, that you will raise them again in the name of the Lord Jesus. We bless your name. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray for my brother and my sister, Lord. Strengthen them. Strengthen them. Strengthen them. Sata bore de seko. Shata la ba ba ba. Damaria la bore de sekadosh. Shata tara mamamba. Raba la ba korodea. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pray for them right now. Shata pola namara da bara. Braba la bara 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 da bara. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. Please remain standing. Keep your heads bowed, your eyes closed. You can let go of your neighbor. In this house, there are people, as we've been listening to the word, people in the foyer, in the dome, in the youth hall, people who are streaming, in all the churches, those of you on YouTube, Facebook, our church website, as you've been listening to God's word, you've thought about your life, how your life is not committed to Christ. Jesus is not the Lord of your life. You don't ever remember inviting Jesus into your heart to be the Savior and the Lord of your life, that you should be changed and born again and become a child of God. But as you've been listening to God's word, you realize that God has a plan for your life. And today, you want to have the courage to do something about it. You want to take a step to invite Jesus in your life. I want to pray with you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, I want to pray for you. This is a day of change, transformation. God wants to take your life to a different level altogether. He only waits for you to take the step. God can never force anything into your life. He waits for you to take the step. Our heads bowed, our eyes closed. You over there, when you say in your heart, Bishop, please pray for me. My life is not right before God. I want to invite Christ in my life. Would you pray for me? Would you raise your hand, please, if that's you and you need the prayer? Just where you stand, just raise it up. That's right. Thank you. Thank you for those hands. Thank you for those hands. This is such an important decision that you are making. Thank you for those hands. All over the place, even in the foyer, youth hall, in the dome, room 1 to 4, people in all the churches that are streaming, all of you out there, raise your hands. There'll always be someone out there to help you. Raise your hand. All right. I want to ask you, If you've raised your hand and if you are in the churches out there, 49 churches out there, there's someone in that church who's going to also help you. And if you are on Facebook or YouTube or you are on our page, you can send a message to us and tell us about your decision. We want to help you. But all the people who raise their hands, I want to pray for you. May I ask you please to come from where you are standing, even people way out in the foyer. Walk to the front. Take your belongings, please, because I want to pray for you in front here. Just come right now, because you have that indomitable spirit. Give them a big hand as they walk. Come on. Come, my child. Come stand right here. Thank you.